Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. While COVID-19 vaccinations continue across the country, scientists are trying to determine how effective the vaccines will be against the new mutations of the virus. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
There are three variants that scientists are really worried about because they appear to spread a lot faster and the vaccines may not work as well against them. You know, things have finally started to turn around in this country. Infections are plummeting, hospitalizations are down, but that could turn around on a dime if one of these variants takes off. And one of the problems is we're not looking hard enough for these variants.
NPR's Rob Stein. The CDC is still reporting a good-sized gap between the number of vaccine doses that have been delivered across the country and the number that have been administered. More than 59 million have been sent out. 39 million have actually been injected. The CDC has also released a new study that finds statewide mask mandates are linked to a decline in COVID hospitalizations. NPR's Allison Arbery reports.
Researchers evaluated data from hospitals in states that had masking mandates between March and October of last year. They found 3 weeks after a mandate had been implemented, hospital growth rates declined nearly 6%. During a White House press conference, Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's critical for people to continue masking to prevent more contagious strains from emerging.
Viruses will not evolve and mutate if you do not give them an open playing field to replicate.
So Fauci says it's important to double down on masking. It will still be many months before everyone can be vaccinated. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
The Supreme Court has issued an order temporarily overturning California's ban on inside religious services. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the governor instituted the ban as the pandemic has ravaged the state.
Earlier this year, the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, upheld the ban in California and similar ones elsewhere. But with the arrival of new Justice Amy Coney Barrett in place of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the balance of power on the question switched, and this latest order is fresh evidence of the court's willingness to second-guess state health and elected officials when it comes to fighting the pandemic. Instead of the ban, the court imposed its own rule, a 25% cap on attendance, and a ban on singing and chanting. The six conservative members of the court were split about how far to go, while the court's three liberals dissented. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Wyoming Republican Party voted overwhelmingly yesterday to censure Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. She had voted to impeach then-President Donald Trump for his role in last month's attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. Cheney has said that she voted her conscience. She's the third-ranking member of the GOP House leadership. This is NPR News. Four skiers were killed in an avalanche in Utah yesterday. It happened in a popular backcountry recreation area about 13 miles east of Salt Lake City. Another four skiers were able to dig themselves out. The Cuban government is vastly increasing the kinds of small businesses that can operate legally. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
According to Cuba's labor minister, the communist government has expanded the types of small businesses citizens may run. The regime went from allowing just 127 to more than 2,000. The state-dominated economy is dealing with one of its worst downturns, shrinking by as much as 11%. The pandemic, which has all but dried up Cuba's vital tourism industry, and tough U.S. sanctions under the Trump administration have been blamed for the critical economic situation. Basic goods and foreign currency have been scarce on the island, and Cubans spend hours a day waiting in long lines for food and gas. The regime has also enacted other long-promised reforms, including devaluing the Cuban peso and deregulating some state businesses and foreign investment. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Thousands protested in the streets of Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, again today, against last week's military coup. They're demanding a return to civilian rule and the release of the legitimately elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The protest came despite a near shutdown of the internet for a time. Activists had been using social media to organize. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.